By the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game, without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated, is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sand hills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
There's been no shortage of drama this week on the road in Kinston, North Carolina. The Woodpeckers have found themselves on the right side of it. An extra inning win on Wednesday night, a 5-4 one-run win yesterday. It's three in a row the Woodpeckers have ripped off here at Granger Stadium, and tonight they try and take the series before we get to Saturday. It's game four between the Woodpeckers and the Wood Ducks, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Hello, everybody, and welcome inside the visiting radio booth inside of Granger Stadium. Andrew Chapman, delighted to be with you. Thanks for spending your Friday night with us. Game four of the series. Fayetteville and Down East, the single-A affiliates of the Houston Astros and the Texas Rangers, going toe-to-toe tonight. Our online radio broadcast available through FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. You can download the app on your nearest app store or Google Play Store. No video feed in-house, so we are your exclusive home for all nine innings tonight in Kinston. The Woodpeckers tonight will send one of their top pitching prospects to the mound. It's right-hander Andrew Taylor, 4-8 with a 4.97 ERA against one of Down East's best. Right-hander Joseph Montalvo, who is 7-2 with a 2.83 ERA. So good pitching matchup tonight between a couple of right-handers. If you weren't with us yesterday, it was the pitching in the first five innings that really dominated. Jose Guedes went four scoreless before he turned the game over to Jose Fleury. The home run ball broke up a scoreless game in the sixth inning, gave Fayetteville a 3-0 lead. Garrett Guilmette hit a two-run home run. Ryan Johnson went back-to-back in the next AB. Solo shot for him, 3-0. But Down East countered every single time the Woodpeckers put runs on the board. They scored three in the bottom of the sixth. Luis Baez gave the Woodpeckers the lead with a solo home run in the eighth. Again, Down East tied the game. A run in the bottom of the eighth to get it to 4-4. And then in the ninth, Down East got a little sloppy. An error on an infield ground ball allowed Jackson Lofton to reach. Then an errant pickoff throw got him to second. He advanced to third on a ground ball, and a wild pitch brought him home. His dash to the plate made it 5-4, and it was Ian Fago closing it down with a scoreless ninth. He got the final out of the eighth as well to earn his fourth winning decision of the year, and the Woodpeckers have found a way to win a two-run game on Wednesday, a one-run game last night, and we'll see how close these two sides played once again in this one. Last night's win got the Woodpeckers to 50 in the regular season, 50-66, their overall record. They have a 20-31 second half record, while Down East, who's a championship team in the first half, 6-1 with a 61-51 overall record, 24-27 in the second half of play. The kind of a low-stress second half for them, as they know that they'll be playing playoff baseball in a few weeks in the middle of September. Fayetteville did gain a game yesterday, for what it's worth, on the first-place River Dogs. They're 12 back of first place, but still 3 back of fifth, and pretty far behind the bulk of the pack in the South Division. All the Woodpeckers can do is make the most of the final 15 games of the regular season, rip off as many wins as possible, and see how the division shakes out. Should be a fun one tonight, and we're excited to call the action for you here in just moments. It's game number 118 of the regular season, road game number 58 from Granger Stadium in Kinston, North Carolina. And it is coming up next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Now let's turn the microphone up and let you listen in on the singing of the national anthem here in Kinston. First pitch between the Woodpeckers and the Down East Wood Ducks after this.
Fans out in center field, Old Glory flies high. As you are able, please rise and join us as Phil Heineke brings us our national anthem.
Thank you.
Let's go down to the diamond. Woodpeckers baseball starts now.
Journey throws it deep left field. This ball's way back there. Tie game. Three-run home run. Line drive out to left field. Long run. It gets down. It hops off the wall. Rounding third. That ball's in the bullpen. This game is over.
This will clear the bases. Whitaker going into third. He has driven home all three.
Line drive out into right field. Manzueta looking up. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. A two-run walk-off home run. And that pitch is called strike three. They have done it. The second combined no-hitter in Woodpeckers franchise history.
Woodpeckers baseball is live wherever you are. Tonight, our ball game back in Kinston, North Carolina, Granger Stadium, historic Granger Stadium, game four of six beyond the midway point between the Woodpeckers and the Wood Ducks. And Fayetteville has taken all three this week on the road, trying to win the series tonight against one of the Down East best, right-hander Joseph Montalvo, coming in 7-2 with a 2.83 ERA. 20th game tonight, 15th start. He's pitched 82 and two-thirds innings, struck out 98, and walked 36. Andrew Chapman back with you at Granger. Glad to have you, everybody. Happy Friday night. FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app, your exclusive home for tonight's action. Again, no TV feed in-house, so we'll be all online radio for you throughout the weekend. Jaron Williams back in the starting lineup, making his first appearance of this series. He leads off tonight and steps into the right side against Montalvo. Bryce Matthews on deck in the DH spot, and Luis Baez hits third. Cam Fisher, Ryan Johnson, Luis Encarnacion, the middle three, Ricardo Belo, Juan Santander, and Leo Stanley Molina rounded out for Ricky Rivera. First pitch of our ball game is swung on and chopped out to short. Gloved by Cueva, gets the throw to first just in time to beat Williams by a step. And our ball game begins tonight with a 6-3 putout for the Down East infield, brings up Bryce Matthews. Elsewhere around the diamond today for Down East in the outfield, Tommy Speck covers left. In center field, Anthony Gutierrez. In the right fielder is Quincy Scott. Over at third, Glader Figueroa. The first baseman, Miguel Villarreal. Daniel Cueva, the shortstop. Devin Hurdle, the second baseman. And doing the catching for a third game in the series is Ian Moeller. First pitch strike to Bryce Matthews as the right-hander Joseph Montalvo gets into the motion, pitches, and misses down and in with a slider. Game time tonight, 7:01 p.m. And a little bit breezy in Kinston today, but clear skies above our head and in the upper 80s, 87 degrees at first pitch. As Matthews lifts a fly along the right field side, drifting into foul territory. Villarreal back from first, and he gloves it for the second out. The two up, two down. Williams and Matthews retired. Here comes Luis Baez, who crushed a 436-foot home run last night, his third of the year, that gave the Woodpeckers a brief 4-3 lead in the eighth until it was Jackson Lofton's ninth inning run that won the game 5-4. Baez up against the right-hander Montalvo, and here's the first pitch. Swings and lifts it out into right. Routine for Scott, drifting to his left, lining it up, making the catch. Very quick 1-2-3 inning for Joseph Montalvo. A ground out, a pop out, a fly out. And the Wood Ducks coming to bat against Andrew Taylor when we return. Scott, Gutierrez, and Figueroa lead it off for Down East in the bottom of the first. Just underway in Kinston on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Or even the bucket list checking.
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401. They're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Two, three inning for the Fayetteville offense in the top of the first, and we're in the bottom half. Granger Stadium in Kinston kicking off the weekend. Game number 118 of the year, and it goes to right-hander Andrew Taylor. His wind and first pitch home to the leadoff hitter Quincy Scott. It is a fastball swung on and missed, and it is nothing and one. Quincy Scott, Anthony Gutierrez, and then Glader Figueroa, the top three for manager Carlos Maldonado. Miguel Villarreal bats cleanup. Anthony Calarco DHing fifth, and Ian Muller, the catcher, is sixth. 0-1, right back to the fastball, and another miss by Scott. Nothing in two. Daniel Cueva bats seven, Tommy Specht eight, and Devin Hurdle rounds it out for the Wood Ducks. Again, 10 games above 500 overall, 61-51. First half champs in the North, just 24-27, though, in the second half of play. 0-2 pitch is up high, and it is 1-2. Andrew Taylor, been with the Woodpeckers all year long. Game number 22 of his season tonight, start number 11. He is 4-8 with a 4.97 ERA on the season. One of four different Woodpeckers who have over 100 strikeouts on the year, 101 in 70 and two-thirds innings. 1-2 pitch, tipped foul to the screen. And it remains two-strike count on Quincy Scott. 80 hits allowed, 39 earned runs, and 11 home runs given up for Taylor. He carries a whip of 1.67 and an opponent batting average of 287 into today's game. Here's his motion, the 1-2. Strike three called on the outside corner to Quincy Scott. Got him looking with a fastball. And Andrew Taylor begins his day with a strikeout. Brings Anthony Gutierrez up to the plate, the right-handed hitting center fielder. Around the defense tonight for the Woodpeckers, Cam Fisher plays in left. Leo Stanley Molina gets the start in center, and Luis Baez is in right. Ricardo Below over at third, across the diamond at first. Luis Encarnacion. Jaron Williams, in his first game this week, plays out at short, with Matthews getting the DH duties today. Ryan Johnson is the second baseman, and Santander, the new catcher on the Woodpeckers roster, who had the debut yesterday, Juan Santander, the two-hit debut, gets to play in the field. The 1-0 chopped off the foot of the righty Gutierrez, and it is 1-1. Gutierrez this season batting .264 in his 74th game tonight. He has two home runs along with 11 doubles, three triples, and 32 driven in. Here's Taylor down the hill, the 1-1. High fastball, and he was late. Good life on the fastball for Andrew Taylor, coming in 92 miles an hour to begin the day. And it's not going to blow you away with mid-90s, but he'll live 92, 93 and locate the fastball well. 1-2 with one out. Base is clear at Granger Stadium. And Taylor's pitch, a slider, gets Gutierrez to chase outside. Strike three. And Taylor has struck out back-to-back Wood Ducks to start the first. Now it's Glader Figueroa. The Woodpeckers have won three nights in a row wearing the red, so why change up the fashion? They're in the reds again tonight. Black ball cap, red bill, white Fayetteville F on the front of that cap. The red uniform that says the Ville in black across the chest. A black numeral outlined in white on the back of the uniform. Black belts, gray pants with the black pinstripe down the side of the leg. First pitch, and Figueroa comes up empty on the swing, nothing in one. Taylor's starting these hitters out with first pitch fastball. Nothing fancy right now, but these Downey's hitters are late getting to it. Infield swung around to the pull side of the lefty Figueroa, and here comes the 0-1. Grounded out towards first, but foul. And it's nothing in two. Down East is back in the whites today. Black batting helmets for the hitters. White uniform with woodies in green across the chest. A green numeral on the back of the jersey. black belt with a white pant, orange and black pinstripe down the side of the leg, and high black socks for Glader Figueroa. Looks like he also has some Jordan cleats on it. A sharp look for him. Nothing in two, and here comes Taylor's delivery. Fouled back into the net, tried to jam him with a fastball. And the count stays at 0-2. If you want to follow along with the online scoring tonight, you can through FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. Right at the top of the homepage, you see that line score. Just click on the game day button, and that'll take you to pitch-by-pitch scoring tonight from Kinston. The 0-2. A high fly lifted to fairly deep right. Baez a couple of steps in, waiting for it to come down. He has it, and that will end the first inning. Both starters go 1-2-3. Andrew Taylor picks up a couple of strikeouts along the way, and we move to the top of the second. No score on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I can buy myself flowers. Write my name in the sand.
Thanks for being with us tonight in Kinston. It's the top of the second inning. No score after one. Both starters set down all three they face, and Joseph Montalvo back out there, delivers ball one outside to Cam Fisher. 1-0 on Fisher, Ryan Johnson on deck, and then Luis Encarnacion took until the sixth inning last night for the game to see a run. Here's a line drive pulled out into right, long run for Scott, he can't get there, cuts it off before the track. Fisher rounds first, will hold with a leadoff single. Cam Fisher's had no shortage of barrels this week. Five-game hitting streak ended for him last night. He had a tough day, 0-for-4 with a walk, four strikeouts, but quickly puts that behind him with his first at-bat tonight. Leadoff single gives our ballgame its first base runner, and now here's Ryan Johnson. Johnson from the right side playing at second base today, and the middle infield will play fairly shallow, midway along the dirt. First pitch home, slider hovers over the middle, called strike one. Our home plate umpire tonight is Rafael Pineda. He was behind the plate for game two, and working the bases is Travis Roberson. The two-man umpiring crew in black ball caps, black polos, and dark gray pants. Here's the slide step, the 0-1. Down in the dirt, smothered by Mueller, snaps a throw up the first baseline, and Villarreal can't drop a tag. It was a low throw by Mueller that actually short-hopped in front of Villarreal, and all he could do was corral it and prevent it from bouncing into right field. The 1-1 on Johnson, hit a solo home run yesterday, went back-to-back with Garrett Gilmet in the sixth inning. Just the second time this year that the Woodpeckers have hit back-to-back home runs. It gives him four on the season. Swings and spoils a fastball to the backstop, and it's nothing but 1-2. Previous pair of Woodpeckers to hit back-to-back homers were Hector Nieves and Jackson Lofton. You may remember that if you were out at Segru Stadium on July 27th. And they did it against these Down East Wood Ducks. Here's the 1-2. Hanging slider lifted down the right field line. Scott hustling into foul territory, lands just beyond him and hops over the sidewall into the crowd. Good Friday night crowd filing in tonight at Granger Stadium, and I believe they had an Eastern Carolina University hat giveaway. There's a number of folks that are wearing Downeast Wood Ducks hats, but it has a yellow bill, a white front, a purple backing, the Eastern Carolina colors. 1-2. In on the hands. Johnson with a subtle check swing, and he did not go. And I think they're giving away an ECU Wood Ducks jersey tomorrow, too, or at least that's what a friend of mine told me. So it's shaping up to be ECU weekend here in Granger Stadium. Check swing on a slider, called strike three, just on the interior of the plate, and Johnson strikes out looking. So one out in the second, runner at first, Cam Fisher, after his leadoff single, and here comes the Woodpeckers' home run leader, Luis Encarnacion. Hit his 10th home run on Wednesday night in game two of the series and steps in batting .239. Slider up and in for ball one. 10 home runs and 13 doubles. He doesn't have a triple yet this year. And his 41 RBIs are just five short of Zach Cole, who had 46, most on the team this year before his promotion. Here's the 1-0. A fastball challenges Encarnacion. He missed. Actually did just barely get his bat on it. Foul tipped it into Mueller's glove. So Encarnacion, 15 games remaining in the season to get six RBIs and be the RBI leader by year's end. I think he has it in him. Check swing on a 1-1 slider down to the dirt. A late appeal, and Roberson says he did not go. So two balls and one strike on Enka, playing in his 85th game of the season tonight. 24 walks and 71 strikeouts, carries a .291 on base percentage and a .373 slug into today's game. Bare knuckler, no batting gloves, no guards, nothing. Fastball inside. And he showed off his true toughness earlier in the week when he was hitting the forearm with a 100-mile-per-hour fastball by Adrian Rodriguez. Was out there the next day catching and also hit a home run, despite the sore forearm. 3-1 pitch on a line to center, sinking quick and down in front of Gutierrez. Fisher started his run a little late, gets to second, stops there, and the Woodpeckers with a pair of singles have two on with one out against Montalvo. Encarnacion, the team hits leader coming into tonight. That's base hit number 78. He'll jump his average to about .241 on the year. And now Ricardo Belo, switch hitter from the left side, scores off against the righty Montalvo. Shortstop Cueva shadowing behind Fisher. And first pitch close, but just a little inside. 1-0 on Belo. Ricardo this season batting .246. That's the top qualifying batting average for a Fayetteville hitter. 82 games. Six home runs, 30 RBIs. Hard hit line drive by Short and out into left field. They stop Fisher at third, but now the ball gets by Specht. It's rolling all the way towards the warning track. Encarnacion gets to third. They're waving him home. No throw to the plate. The Woodpeckers score two. A brutal error for Specht down in left field. Was shaping up to be a single that would load the bases, but it somehow got under his glove and cost Downeast a pair of runs. Woodpeckers up 2-0 early. This is a Downeast defense that has really struggled the last couple of nights, back-to-back games where they have committed three errors. That's their seventh error as a defense over the last, well, basically two games, two innings and two games and some change. And now they're going to throw the ball over to third and appeal that Encarnacion missed the bag. And home plate umpire Rafael Pineda confirms that he did touch the bag. It's a good run, and score stands at 2-0. Below at second base after the E7. And Juan Santander into the right side, coming off a nice debut yesterday where he had two hits, both singles. First pitch up and inside on him. It was the errors yesterday, two of them in the ninth inning, that pretty much cost Downeast the game. Broken bat, line drive over the mound. One hops into the glove of Hurdle near second, throw to first, and there's the out. but Ricardo Belo makes it down to third base, and Joseph Montalvo probably a little shaken up after that play, had to dodge the barrel of that bat going right to his head. Bat ended up just off to the right side of the mound. So below at third with two outs, Santander gone on the 4-3 broken bat. Now here's Leo Stanley Molina. Fayetteville nine hitter trying to make it a 3-0 game. Chases a cutter to the outside, strike one. No RBIs for Ricardo Belo, of course, on that play. And should have been bases loaded with one out. Instead, two runners end up coming home, and the Woodpeckers get a couple of unearned runs, at least at the moment, against Montalvo. One ball, one strike on Molina. Here comes the kick and the delivery. Fastball missed outside. Montalvo, as we mentioned, with a great ERA, 2.83 in over 80 innings this year, coming off a night in Charleston where he gave up two earned runs over four. August hasn't been the kindest to him. 4.05 ERA entering today. Molina gets a breaking ball and lines it out into left, a base hit. Ricardo Belo struts in from third, and the Woodpeckers lead it 3-0. Fourth hit of the inning against Montalvo. And just like yesterday, the Woodpeckers open it up with a three spot, and here comes the Down East pitching coach Julio Valdez to have a talk. Things have really spiraled here on Joseph Montalvo. He did have five scoreless innings to start August against Myrtle Beach, but the Woodpeckers got to him pretty good at Segres Stadium back on July 28th, the last matchup with him, and they scored four earned runs in four innings. And came up with three hits and a home run as well. That's something that's plagued Montalvo a bit this year, but it's been all singles in the second inning, the home run. Gave up at least one home run in every single one of his July games. Williams up for a second time in as many innings. Started the game with a ground out to short. First pitch down to the dirt, blocked by Muller for ball one. Set the pitch. 1-0 is lifted down the right side and out of play to the concourse. One ball and one strike. Woodpeckers are playing good baseball in Kinston this year. That always has not always been the case in the past. You go back to 2022 and prior to that, a lot of one-run losses. But this year, the Woodpeckers have a 6-3 record inside of Granger Stadium. And if they can win tonight, they will even up the season series at 11 games apiece. Down East entering the week just needed to beat the Woodpeckers twice to win the head-to-head this year, but it's been all Fayetteville. 1-1 count on Williams. Here's the pitch, and a slider is lifted shallow down the left field line. Figueroa drifting out over his head, lands foul. Third baseman ran a long way up along that foul line. Ball landed beyond the rain tarp and out of anybody's grasp. So strike two on Williams. Seventh batter of the inning to come up here. Top of the second. Quite a different pace than that first inning where Montalvo needed less than 10 pitches and retired the side in order. Three runs coming home on four hits. All singles in this second. Molina off of first. Going on the pitch. 1-2. Spoiled off to the right side out of play. And we'll stay where it is on Jaron Williams. Back-to-back games with a three-run inning for the Woodpeckers yesterday in the sixth. Tonight comes a little earlier in the second. Here's the 1-2 again. Slider fouled away. And Jaron Williams hopping away from the plate right as he swung just under that breaking ball. Pretty hittable slider right down the middle of the zone. And that's a pitch that Williams will probably be thinking he should have pounded. Infield straight up against him as Montalvo continues to labor. Molina off of first, the 1-2. Off the end of the bat, a foul ball. And Jaron Williams says, let me see a seventh pitch. He's fouled away five straight out of the hand of Montalvo's. Really escalated that pitch count now as he's up to 33 pitches in the game. 1-2, ground ball out towards second base. It is collected by Hurdle, goes the short way to first, and retires Williams to close the second inning. Woodpeckers strike for three on four singles. And Montalvo back to the dugout, trailing 3-0 as we go to the bottom of the second on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Taylor back to the mound when we return.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Andrew Taylor handed three runs in the top of the second inning. Commands a 3-0 lead in the home half of the frame. And Miguel Villarreal leads it off, takes strike one on a Taylor fastball. Anthony Colarco on deck, and then Ian Muller in the hole. Middle three of the order for Taylor. And coming off a first inning where he struck out two and went 1-2-3. Slider bends down and outside. It's 1-1. Miguel Villarreal playing over at first base today for the Woodies. He is a right-handed hitter. White batting gloves, a two-tone bat with a brown handle and a red barrel. Here's the motion in the 1-1 home. Grounded out towards shortstop. Circling behind it, Williams picks up, throws to first. Close play just in time. Villarreal gave it a big lunge, and the throw barely beat him. Looked like it was going to be a pretty routine play, but ended up being closer than maybe even Jaron Williams thought, but he got it out quickly with a transfer. And Andrew Taylor has retired the top four. The Down East order begin the day. Here's Anthony Colarco, a lefty. Burley designated hitter. And the first pitch coming home to him. Slider dips down and in. Infield pulled around to the right. Below will shift towards short. Williams up the middle. Andrew Taylor works all the way over from that first base side of the rubber. And here comes his abbreviated windup, the 1-0. Made the correction, but just missed outside on that breaking ball. A little bit low as well. Two balls and no strikes on Colarco. He is playing in his 14th game of the season tonight. 2-0. And a fastball for a strike. And Colarco actually in his 16th game tonight. He's batting .216 on the year. Has 11 hits, but they're all singles. Still looking for his first single-A extra base hit. No doubles, triples, or homers. It's led to just a .216 slugging percentage for him. Fastball up and in. Exactly what his batting average is. Not too often you see that, but limited sample size, and at bat still for Colarco, one of the 2023 signees for the Texas Rangers out of Ole Miss. Three balls and one strike with one out. Here it is. A changeup just off the plate outside. And that pitch was squarely in the zone. So a walk in Fayetteville's dugout doing a little talking after that was called ball four. Now it's Ian Moeller. And a fastball is up and inside, ball one on Moeller. Moeller with the yellow batting gloves and the black colored bat swings in an inside fastball and missed it. One ball and one strike. Behind the dish for the third time in four games today. Yesterday he was given the day off and turned catching duties over to Connor Piotto. Piotto tonight gets the night off. One ball, one strike. Here it is. And a slider in there right on the outside corner. Called strike two. Ian Moeller on the season is batting a collective 182 with six home runs and 38 RBIs. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and a fastball drifts outside. And now the 2-2 home. Fouled back into the screen. Andrew Taylor out on the hill for the first time this week. We saw him last at home, Segra Stadium against Lynchburg on August 19th. And in that game, there was that runaway fifth inning where there was the fielding error at short, resulted in five unearned runs coming across on Taylor. He gave up nine hits, six total runs, but just one was earned over four and a third. 2-2 pitch fouled to the backstop, and it will stay level on Moeller. August has been a tough month for him. He gave up four runs in a game against Carolina at home on the second, then six earned runs in Myrtle Beach in that runaway game. Carries a 9.95 ERA in August into tonight. 2-2 pitch, hit deep center field. Molina going back onto the warning track and has room in front of the wall. Makes the catch and sends Calarco hustling back to first. Loud sound coming off the bat of Ian Moeller, and he hit it well. Here's Daniel Cueva. Overall, Leo Molina doing a pretty good job of adapting to that center field position. He's making just his seventh start of the year out there since converting from being the everyday shortstop in the first half. And although he hasn't had to make any sort of extra efforts on balls since he's started working the outfield, he does have a good first read. Takes that first step in the right direction, which is what it's all about as an outfielder. The 0-1. And a swing at a fastball to Cueva, nothing in two. So Andrew Taylor is strike away from putting up another zero and taking a 3-0 Fayetteville lead into the third. Time called by the batter, and Cueva steps out. The lefty back into the box, taps the plate, steadies. Infield pulled around to the right to his pull side, and Taylor out of the stretch, kicks, pitches. 0-2 down and in, and Calarco got a great jump. He was off and running before Taylor even kicked and steals second base. A couple of the Woodpeckers' middle infielders were yelling at Taylor, telling him to step off, but he was committed to going home at that point. Still ahead of Cueva, 1-2. In a 3-0 game, bottom second, and here's the pitch. Struck him out, high fastball, and Andrew Taylor off the mound with his third strikeout of the game. He has tossed a scoreless second inning and takes the 3-0 lead into the third when we come back on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app.
Hey fans, Colin Casey here from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Want to follow along with Chappie and me for the latest headlines and highlights during the 2023 season? You can with our virtual press box. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, go to the Team and Stats tab, and click on Press Box. There you can find fresh game notes, our 2023 team media guide, and links to one-on-one interviews with players and coaches, plus a Listen Live tab that will take you to our nightly radio broadcast. Don't miss a single pitch all season long. Again, search PressBox at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and we will talk to you soon on the air.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
She grew up in an Indiana town, had a good looking mama who never was around, but she grew up tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night.
Bryce Matthews leads off the top of the third for the Woodpeckers against the right-hander Joseph Montalvo. Chops the first pitch high in the air over the mound. Montalvo waits for it to come down, spins, throws to first, gets the out. Bryce Matthews retired as Joseph Montalvo shifted over to his right, and it was such a high hopper he had to wait a second or two before it came down to him and had just enough time to transfer throw over to first and get Matthews one away. Bryce Matthews goes to 0-for-2 tonight. And it brings up Luis Baez, flat out to right field on the first pitch in the first inning, 0-for-1. And here comes Montalvo out of the wind. Slider inside, ball one. Woodpeckers scored three in the top of the second on four singles from Fisher, Encarnacion, Below, and Molina. There was an error mixed in as well, which was costly. Fastball right over the middle, and a called strike one on Baez. Infield, outfield, play him straight up. Flags in center field, blowing out towards dead center. So baseball is a little bit wind-aided tonight. High heater, and it's ball two. Part of that Fayetteville order for a second time through for Montalvo, 2-1. And he got him to chase, slider outside the zone and low. This has been a little bit susceptible to that down and outside pitch. You see more and more opposing arms trying to give him that low slider. 2-2 home. Fastball on the inside. Lifted opposite way to right along the line for Quincy Scott. He drifts over, makes the catch right on top of the stripe. And that's the second out of the inning. Another at bat, another fly out to right for Baez. He goes to 0-for-2. And here's Cam Fisher, two gone, nobody on base. 3-0 Peckers in the top of the third. And Cam Fisher coming off that single that started the three-run second. Now with a base hit in six of his last seven games. And there's strike one, a low and inside corner slider. Montalvo really covers that face with the black mitt as he gets the sign, gets into the motion, pitches, and Cam Fisher rockets one deep right field. Scott running over into the corner, up against the wall. He leaps to the fence and brought it in. Whoa! Quincy Scott up against the fence all the way in the right field corner. Foul territory, scaled the wall and brought one back in. It wasn't going to be a home run. But Cam Fisher thinking he was going to get another swing, but Quincy Scott takes one away and ends the inning. What a play out in right field as we go to break. It's 3-0 Fayetteville. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
First pitch missed a little high to Tommy Speck, leading off the bottom of the third inning. Andrew Taylor is back out on the hill with a 3-0 lead, and here's the pitch, a fastball called a strike on the outside corner. 1-1. Great play, met out in the right field corner, foul territory by Quincy Scott to rob a foul ball, or what should have been a foul ball, into the stands onto that concourse out there from Cam Fisher. He leaped at the wall, brought it in, and ended the inning for Montalvo. So Andrew Taylor gets a foul ball out of Specht, and it's 1-2. First at bat tonight for Specht, the left-handed hitter. He's batting 235 on the season and playing in his 50th game tonight for the Wood Ducks. Here comes the 1-2. Breaking ball drops in, called strike three, and Specht down looking. The fourth strikeout for Andrew Taylor. Across his first eight batters he's seen, and now the bottom man in the order, Devin Hurdle. Batting ninth, playing out at second base today. Hurdle hitting just .213 in 13 games with two doubles, four RBIs, and no home runs, and a lot of strikeouts. Three walks, 19 strikeouts, and 47 total at-bats. First pitch, down and outside, a slider. 1-0 on Hurdle. Infield, outfield play him straight up, and here comes Taylor out of the wind. 1-0 is fisted foul into the screen. You have the three wins this week, but the Woodpeckers also won the series finale at Segra Stadium back in July, so they've won four in a row against this Down East ball club, and look for a fifth tonight, up early by three runs. And now here comes the kick and the 1-1 pitch. Line drive out into center field. Will it stay up? It will not. It drops in front of Leo's Danny Molina. And the Wood Ducks have their first base hit of the night against Andrew Taylor. It comes from the nine hitter. Devin Hurdle is on base and gets it back to the top of things with Quincy Scott after his great play ended the top of the third. Hurdle's only stolen one base in one try this year. And here's the first pitch to Scott, in on the hands and dumped foul onto the roof. Quincy Scott with some good height, and that's one of the things that helped him scale that wall in right field to bring back that foul ball. Stands 6'5", he's the tallest position player on the roster and needed every inch of that leap. In on the hands, over to the right side, and by Encarnacion, it's rolling into right field along the line. Devin Hurdle hustling around second, gets into third, and Down East on back-to-back base hits as runners standing at the corners and one out against Taylor. He just knew, based on the way this Down East lineup has countered rallies for Fayetteville, that they'd have a push at some point in this game, and it's coming pretty quick. Chance to do some damage here with Anthony Gutierrez up at the plate. 0-1 with a strikeout. First pitch from Taylor, chopped out towards short. Williams gloves it, goes to second for one, turn to first, but no throw. Pocketed by Johnson, and the run scores. Devin Hurdle is in. Andrew Taylor does pick up the second out, trades it in for the run, and our ball game has the Woodpeckers leading 3-1. RBI fielder's choice on the card for Gutierrez, and now it's the lefty Glader Figueroa for his second time, 0-for-1 with a flyout to right field. Infield pulled around to the right, and a pickoff throw going to first. Gutierrez diving back in safely, and still trying to secure that sliding mitt on his left hand. First pitch home from Taylor. Gutierrez taking off, and it is lifted on the infield. Left side for Ricardo Below. Does a little dance as he backs up into shallow left and finds his spot, puts a glove on it, and records the final out of the third inning. So Andrew Taylor gives up the one run on the RBI fielder's choice, does strand a runner. And after three innings tonight in Kinston, it's the Woodpeckers leading 3-1 over Down East. The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
DJ Manny,
fresh, 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 it be fresh.
Yeah,
fresh, 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 it be fresh. Fresh, 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 it be fresh. Fresh, 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 it be fresh. Go DJ, that's my DJ. Go DJ, that's my DJ. Go DJ, that's my DJ.
Top of the fourth inning at Granger Stadium on this Friday night. Thanks for being with us, everybody, on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. Ryan Johnson leads it off. Encarnacion next, and then Ricardo Below, the 5-6-7 against Joseph Montalvo. 3-1 the score. A slider hovers over the middle. Called strike one on Johnson. Ryan struck out looking on an inside pitch back in the second. Hit his fourth home run of the season last night. Here comes the 0-1. And a slider chased to the outside. So back-to-back breaking balls against Johnson. Second time through for Montalvo. Gave up all three runs on four singles in the second. Downey's got one back on an RBI fielder's choice in the bottom of the third against Taylor. Low inside corner slider rings up Johnson looking. And again, he gets caught on an inside breaking ball. And he didn't see a fastball in that at bat. Three straight sliders. Ryan Johnson, the only Fayetteville hitter to strike out tonight. Everybody else has put the ball in play. Here's Luis Encarnacion, singled his first time up, 1-for-1. And first pitch breaking ball on the inner half, strike one. So Joseph Montalvo now in the business of throwing fastballs in this inning, all slider from the right-hander so far. Will he go to it again? No, he went to the fastball up and in for the first time. 1-1. Encarnacion scoring on that ball from Below that got through Specht and left and brought home two runs. The 1-1 outside. Two balls and one strike. Infield, outfield, Playanka straight up as the 2-1 comes home from Montalvo. And it runs outside, gets by Moeller all the way to the backstop. We'll keep eyes on the North Division playoff race continuing to develop tonight between Carolina and Lynchburg. Both of those clubs won yesterday, and the Mudcats still have a two-game lead in the North with 15 to play. Fastball low outside off the plate, and the first walk of the night given up by Montalvo. Luis Encarnacion tosses aside the bat, heads to first, and Ricardo Below arrives to the plate, the switch hitter from the left side once again. Tonight, Carolina leads early 1-0 in the bottom of the third. They're playing that game against the Fireflies in Zebulon. And for Lynchburg, they trail 2-1 to Delmarva in Lynchburg. That game's a little further along top of the sixth. Slider on the inside to Below. It's 1-1, no strikes. 3-1 Fayetteville, top four. And Encarnacion off of first. Montalvo spins that way, throws over, and Encarnacion dives and gets the right hand back in. Stadium lights are flicked on, sun just about set as we approach the 8 o'clock hour on the East Coast. Getting darker a little bit earlier around this time of year. So we get ready to turn the calendar towards September. Fastball strike on the outside corner. And it is 1-1. School's back in session, I'm pretty sure, so you see fewer and fewer kids out of the ballpark during the weekdays, but a lot of them have come out to hang out with their families here tonight. 1-1, that is, and it's down and inside on Below. And the kids are loving the ECU-colored hats that they got today, the purple, white, and yellow Wood Ducks hats, mimicking the ECU colors located in Greensboro just down the road. 2-1, and a fly ball lifted to left, opposite way. Specht angles back and makes the catch at his shoulder for the second out of the fourth, sends Encarnacion back to first base. Other scores tonight in the league. Kannapolis on top of Myrtle Beach early, 4-1 in the top of the third. Charleston and Augusta are tied 2-2. Green Jackets trying to defeat the first-place River Dogs for a third straight night, and Salem leads Fredericksburg 2-1 in the top of the third from Salem. Spinning a throw over again. A lot of attention being paid to Encarnacion, who's really not one of the Woodpeckers' stolen base threats. He's stolen five bags and eight tries. Now the pitch home to Juan Santander, and he flails at a down-and-away breaking ball. Cork screwed himself into the ground on that swing. Grounded out to second base back in the second inning. And since he's arrived to town, has gone a combined 2-for-5. A look down to first. Here's the 0-1. And another slider got him reaching. Nothing in two. Santander, he batted 239 over 27 games in the Florida complex, hit four home runs, drove in 16 with the FCL Astros before his call-up. 0-2 pitch down to the dirt, good block by Mueller. And he also got to make some spot starts with Corpus Christi. He went up to Double-A for coverage earlier in the year and hit three base hits and eight at-bats at the Double-A level. Similar to what Jackson Lofton did, going to Triple-A and having a few doubles up at the top level of the minor league system. 1-2 home. Santander with a line drive off of Montalvo on the mound. Ricochets towards short. Cueva picks up the ball, goes to second, and forces out Encarnacion. I think that got a piece of the hand as well of Montalvo, and he is wincing as he limps off the mound towards his dugout. He's really feeling the pain. He'll be checked up on by the trainer as he goes down the stairwell. Inning over. Kind of a fluke play closes the fourth for Fayetteville. Andrew Taylor back to the mound with a 3-0 lead when we come back. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina. Based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The bottom of the fourth inning in Kinston, and Andrew Taylor spins a down and away slider to Miguel Villarreal to get it going. 3-1 the score. Fayetteville been leading since their three-run top of the second. Villarreal 0 for 1 with a ground out to short. Now the 1-0 pitch. High and in fastball got him to cut underneath, and it's 1-1. Down east with a pair of hits in the third. They were both singles, and an RBI fielder's choice by Gutierrez got them on the board. They erased a 3-0 deficit on Wednesday. They did it again yesterday, and once more tonight they will try to come back from 3-0 down. Here comes the 1-1. And there's a changeup right on the outside corner. Well placed, 1-2. Taylor with four strikeouts and one walk. He's been pretty pinpoint to this stage, throwing a lot of strikes. Infield, outfield, straight up against Villarreal. The 1-2 pitch rides high. Taylor missed with a fastball about the letters. 2-2. And here comes the break even. Down and outside in the dirt. It's Down East Wood Ducks team. They pitch really well, but they're kind of on the same plane offensively as the Woodpeckers. Combined for the fourth lowest average in the league, the Woodpeckers are 10th in the league, Down East 9th. 230 combined average for their lineup. Foul ball into the net. They've scored the third fewest runs. Woodpeckers have scored the second fewest. Fayetteville did pass them up in the home run race as a team last night. 78 home runs for Fayetteville, 77 now for Down East, and the Woodpeckers stand at fifth in the Carolina League with the long ball. 3-2 payoff is just outside. Santander tried to frame it, didn't get the call. And Miguel Villarreal draws a leadoff walk. Brings up Anthony Calarco. Calarco, the DH, has walked in his only plate appearance tonight and represents the tying run. Infield pulled around to the right against the lefty. And a first pitch slider, big swing, and he missed it. Really muscled up on that one. No balls, one strike on Calarco. See if they get aggressive with Villarreal down at first. Taylor picks off over that way, and it was close, but got back in time. Down East is a offense 11th in on-base percentage, 11th in combined slugging, and 8th in combined OPS. Runner going. Swing is foul tipped, and the throw sails high into center field. Villarreal gets to his feet, goes to third. Here's a rolling throw to the bag, not in time. The Woodpeckers will be assessed a throwing error. Santander sailed it over Williams. And the stolen base ends up going for two. First defensive error the Woodpeckers have committed since Wednesday night. They were perfect defensively yesterday. One of the things that helped them win, they played a clean defensive game. Now Colarco in an 0-2 count, takes high and outside, 1-2. Be a stolen base in the E2 going against Santander. One ball, two strikes on Colarco. Below not holding Villarreal especially close, he continues to walk down that third baseline. Now the 1-2 pitch, slider hopped foul into the dugout. Oh no, and somebody in the Fayetteville side just got hit down there. Jeremy Malero just got a hit in the side of the face. It ricocheted around the netting of the dugout. I think it kicked off the railing of the stairwell and then hit Jeremy. Now Colarco with a swing and a drive out into right field. It's caught by Baez, tagging from third, Villarreal. Here he comes home, scores. Sacrifice fly by Anthony Colarco has made it a one-run game, 3-2. And the athletic training team, Jennifer and Amanda down there, are still checking up right now on Jeremy. He is kind of ducked under the overhang of the dugout where he's out of our vantage point. But we'll keep you updated on when we see Jeremy next. But there's a number of Woodpeckers right now who are looking back towards the bench with some obvious concern as Malero is looked at. Here's a fly ball deep to right. Baez onto the track, makes the catch, and that ends the inning. That's out number two as Ian Moeller flies out. And now it's Daniel Cueva. And we still can't see Jeremy down there, but we will bring you an update as soon as we see him pop into our point of view again. Bouncing ball hit over to first. It's going to get through Encarnacion. Trickle out into shallow right. And the Woodpeckers have committed their second error of the inning. Encarnacion tried to scoop it right along the line and looked like he pulled his head up a little early. Took his eyes off of the ball, and the second error of the inning will extend this fourth for Taylor in E3. Brings up Tommy Specht. Specht struck out looking in the third and now represents the go-ahead run, first to spin and a throw over. Anything that comes home on Taylor at this stage would be unearned. Hasn't been the cleanest game to start for either defense. Critical error out and left for Down East cost them a couple of runs and now two errors in this inning. Runner going. Here's the throw down. The swipe tag not in time. Daniel Cueva steals second base, gets in there, and Wood Ducks off and running today. They are 3-for-3 against Santander. He's got a good arm, but Down East runners take big leads, good jumps. And they have a lot of speed, 1-9. Tommy Specht in a 1-0 count. Taylor fires, and a swing at a high fastball draws strike one. Three-two score. Down East is chipping away. One in the third, one in the fourth. After Fayetteville racked up three in the second. 1-1 home. There's a strike. Changeup fading in at 84. 1-2 on Specht. Here's the pitch, runner going to third. Speck strikes out swinging. So they tried to keep him moving, but Speck down on the high fastball, and Andrew Taylor off the mound gives up the run on the sack fly. Strands the tying run on base, and we're moving to the fifth with the Woodpeckers on top tonight, 3-2 through four innings. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The world is a vampire.
It's the top of the fifth inning at Granger Stadium. Nighttime upon us as we cross the 8 o'clock hour on the East Coast. Leo's Danny Molina fouls away the first pitch from right-hander Joseph Montalvo. Now the 0-1 shot foul into the screen. And he's quickly in an 0-2 hole. 3-2, the Woodpeckers lead it tonight. Scored three on four singles in the top of the second. There was an error in that inning as well that brought home a couple of runs. And down east has managed to grab one back in the third, another in the fourth. Molina fouls away another pitch, and it's still 0-2. Leo Molina, Jaron Williams, and then Bryce Matthews, the 9-1-2 of the lineup card due up. Molina with an RBI single in the three-run second. Montalvo with a long look in, motions with 5 seconds on the clock, pitches, and misses down and outside with the slider. Woodpeckers have seen plenty of Montalvo. Last game was on July 28th, but they also went up against him on May 17th and in Fayetteville on April 25th. Tonight, the fourth time they're going up against Montalvo, the 21-year-old originally from the Kissimmee, Florida area. Born in Puerto Rico, but went to high school at Central Point Christian in Kissimmee. Popped up right side of the infield. It is Devin Hurdle underneath it and makes the two-handed squeeze for out number one. Leo's Danny Molina goes to 1-for-2 tonight. Fayetteville with 3 runs on 4 hits, committed a pair of errors in the last inning. 2 runs, 2 hits, and 1 big defensive error and left for down east. So hasn't been the prettiest defensive game, that's for sure. Here's Jaron Williams for a third time, and the first pitch from Montalvo, inside corner slider, strike one. Watching two no-hit alerts tonight in Major League Baseball. I'll tell you about those in a moment. Here's the 0-1, and a chopper, left side, 2 skips to third for Figueroa, lines it up, makes the play over at first. Jaron Williams grounds out to third base. He's now grounded out to 3 of the 4 infielders, 0-for-3. 1 to short, 1 to second, 1 to third. And he's getting everybody involved today. Bryce Matthews into the right side. Good thing for Jaron, I suppose, is that he's just putting the ball in play. First game in about a week for him. And it seems like his timing is there. First pitch to Matthews and a pop fly off to the right side. One of those no-hit bids, though, involves the big league club, the Houston Astros, who are no-hitting the Detroit Tigers and lead 1-0 in the bottom of the sixth. And Framber Valdez, who threw a no-hitter not long ago, is on the mound doing it again tonight. 5 2/3 innings of no-hit ball. Fastball up and inside. And it's 1-1 on Matthews. The other no-hitter is currently in the bottom of the sixth in Miami. Washington Nationals no-hitting the Marlins. Hard hit ground ball out towards second base, right to Hurdle. Up with the ball, throws to first, and ends a 1-2-3 top of the fifth for Joseph Montalvo. All zeros for the down east starters since that turbulent second. We're halfway home tonight, and the Woodpeckers leading by a run, 3-2 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Halfway through our Friday night ball game, and the Woodpeckers holding a 3-2 lead over the Wood Ducks. Devin Hurdle, the nine-hitter, leads it off against Andrew Taylor, trying to become eligible for a winning decision tonight. And a first-pitch slider swung on and missed, nothing and one. Hurdle singled into center field on a soft line drive in the third, one of two down east hits. Both of them came against Taylor in the third inning. And here comes the kick and the 0-1 home. Down fastball, and it's 1-1. Wood Ducks have picked up a run in each of the last two innings. A RBI fielder's choice from Gutierrez in the third, then a sack fly by Calarco in the fourth. A couple of errors in that last inning as well set up the Wood Ducks. Here's the 1-1. Fly ball down the right field line, slicing foul territory and foul. One hops into the concourse and see a kids go chasing after that baseball. The race tonight to grab the souvenirs. One and two the count on Devin Hurdle. Andrew Taylor with five strikeouts and two walks to this point. Offers up the 1-2 pitch. Got him to swing outside, a good slider. And Andrew Taylor picks up a sixth strikeout in this one. First out of the fifth inning, and back to the top of the lineup card with Quincy Scott. Scott 1-for-2 with a strikeout and a single. Hits against the straightaway infield. First pitch home, dives down and away. Slider just off target, 1-0. Lynchburg trails Delmarva 3-1 now. They give up another run. And Carolina still on top, 1-0 in the top of the fifth inning over Columbia. Here's the kick in the 1-0 home. Slider low and away. And the count, 2 balls, no strikes. Kannapolis has extended their lead over Myrtle Beach 5-1. Cannonballers trying to stay competitive in the North Division race. The South Division race. Here's the 2-0, and it misses low. 3 balls and no strikes. They're trying to chase down Charleston. River Dogs with a 8-game lead over the Cannonballers, though, with 15 games to play. So Kannapolis falling out of favor. 3-0 pitch is low and inside. Taylor missed the mark, and it's a 4-pitch walk to Quincy Scott. Puts the tying run on. Here's Anthony Gutierrez, who came up with an RBI fielder's choice, drove in the first down east run back in the third. Down East has been aggressive on the bases tonight, 3-for-3 in bags against Santander. First pitch to Gutierrez, changeup lands for strike one. Salem still on top of Fredericksburg 2-1, and Charleston's added to their lead 5-2 over Augusta. And they're trying to get back in the win column after losses on Wednesday and Thursday. Runner going, the 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed, throw from the knee, and it's not in time. Santander had to get it out quick. Taylor threw a slider, so it kind of slowly crept to the plate and gave Quincy Scott time to get to second. Chose a good pitch to run on. And down east is 4-for-4 in stolen base attempts, and now a stoppage as Quincy Scott has some dirt in the eye and has asked for some time to scratch it out behind the bag. That Wood Ducks white uniform is trashed. Muddied up shirt, dirty pants. That's how you know you're working hard out on the diamond. Nothing in two. Here's the pitch to Gutierrez, and he chases a breaking ball down and away for strike three. Andrew Taylor fans Gutierrez for the second time. That's the seventh strikeout for Andrew Taylor, which is his most in August. Most strikeouts for Taylor since he struck out 8 down East Wood Ducks back on July 27th. He looked sharp tonight. Aside from a fielder's choice in that sack fly, just a couple of productive outs for down East. He's limited the hard contact and picked up a lot of swing and miss. 7 strikeouts, 3 walks for Taylor. The pitch count is starting to escalate a bit on him, and as he tries to get the final out of the fifth inning, that Fayetteville bullpen has a right-hander loosening. 1-0 on Figueroa. Here's the pitch to the lefty. Changeup squeezes in for a strike. It's 1-1. Shortstop Williams shadowing behind Scott. Taylor will step off and look the runner back. Taylor's pitch count at the moment 74. And this is probably the last batter he'll get the chance to face. 1-1, high fastball, and it's 2-1. They cap him around 75. He's thrown 50 strikes. It's a good percentage there. Montalvo on the other end, 68 pitches to get through 5 innings. See if we see more of the Downey starter in the 6th. 2-1 coming home. Curveball drops in. Good breaker, and it's 2-2. Later, Figueroa, an 0-for tonight, 0-for-2. Fly out to right and a pop out to third. Taylor's trying to strand a runner. That tying man down at second and Quincy Scott. 2-2 with 2 outs. And Taylor's delivery. Down and in, kept in front by Santander. And Quincy Scott holds at second base. Not a bad pitch. Slider cutting in towards the ankles and couldn't get Figueroa to fish. Well, it's 3-2, and Taylor's night riding on this at bat. It'll either be 4 2/3 or 5 complete tonight for the Fayetteville starter. Payoff pitch. Got him to swing through. A fastball up and outside to close the night with 8 strikeouts for Andrew Taylor across 5 innings, and he strands that tying run in scoring position. Through 5 tonight in Kinston. It's the Woodpeckers 3, Down East 2 when we come back. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina. Based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The Wood Ducks make a pitching change to begin the top of the sixth. Right-hander Damian Mendoza enters from the bullpen and misses high and inside with a slider over the head of Luis Baez for ball one. Baez has flied out twice to right field tonight. Up for a third time and takes a fastball for strike one. Fayetteville has led since the top of the second inning. They scored three runs down east with one in the third, one in the fourth, and we stand at 3-2. Another close game in Kinston. That's been the story last couple of nights. Big breaking ball gets Baez to flinch and take strike two. One ball and two strikes on Baez. Cam Fisher on deck and then Ryan Johnson in the hole. Heart of the order, a third time up. Here's the pitch. And he got Baez to chase another curveball. Flinched him out for a second time. And Baez, kind of a knee buckler come his way on that one. So Cam Fisher now, Mendoza with that curveball this year has pitched to a 5-4 record, 5.26 ERA in 25 games in over 51 and a third. He has 57 strikeouts, 18 walks. First pitch fastball by the wave of Fisher and it's 0-1. Cam leading off earlier in the week, but Ricky Rivera dropping him down into the cleanup spot today with the return of Jaron Williams. Fisher profiles as more of a cleanup hitter, but had some success in that leadoff role. Tonight, a single and a foul out to the right field corner. Curveball plops in, strike two. And it was an incredible play made by Quincy Scott to rob Fisher of not a home run, although it almost had home run distance, but a foul ball. He scaled the wall in the corner and brought it back. It was going to land on the concourse. 1-2 pitch, high and in. Or the 0-2, rather, and now it's 1-2. Mendoza's given up 32 runs this year, 30 of them earned, 9 total home runs. Been with the club all year long, pitched with Down East in 33 games last year as well. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Fisher strikes out. That's the Damian Mendoza curveball right now, giving the Woodpeckers some trouble. Baez and Fisher both down swinging on that pitch, and here's Ryan Johnson. He saw all sliders in the fourth inning and has struck out both times. 0-2. Infield, outfield, straight up against Johnson. Mendoza eyeing a 1-2-3 inning. Here's the first pitch. Fastball hacked at and missed. Nothing and one. Tonight is the 59th game with the Down East Wood Ducks in the career of Damian Mendoza. Fayetteville's seen a whole lot of him over the last couple of summers. 0-1 pitch, fastball at the knees, called strike two. Johnson going to have to protect as he tries to avoid a third strikeout, but he goes down waving. Curveball got him. And Ryan Johnson, Cam Fisher, Luis Baez all strike out against Damian Mendoza on the big hook. On to the bottom of the sixth we go. It's the Woodpeckers by one, 3-2 the score.
Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers' 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. The Woodpeckers make a pitching change as well in the bottom of the sixth inning. Right-hander Limber Santa takes over for Andrew Taylor and squares off against cleanup hitter Miguel Villarreal. First pitch fastball is low and inside at 93 miles an hour, 1-0 on Villarreal. Tonight he has grounded out to short, also walked and scored one of the two down east runs. 3-2, Fayetteville leading. Here's a bouncing ball hit out towards shortstop. Two skips for Williams. Has to throw quick. A stretch at first, and they say Encarnacion came off of the bag. Throw looked like it arrived in time. Encarnacion did a full split. And perhaps the call that his right foot left the bag, it comes from Travis Roberson, Ricky Rivera out of the dugout. And his argument will be reserved to just the top step of the dugout. First runner is on. It'll probably go down as a hit for Villarreal, just hustling up the line to speed it out. And down east again for a second straight inning puts that tying run on. Here's Anthony Colarco. First pitch from Santa. Grounded foul beyond the first base coach. Final line for Andrew Taylor tonight. Five innings of two-hit baseball. One of the best games for Taylor in August. Two hits, gave up two runs, both earned. Three walks and eight strikeouts, which are the most in August for him. And he does become eligible for the win, going five, but we'll need the bullpen to preserve the lead. Here comes the 0-1, runner going. Pitch is up and outside, and Santander couldn't glove it. Runner down to second base, Villarreal into scoring position. And down east continues to set up their hitters by stealing bases. Quincy Scott got to second on a stolen base in the fifth, but then Gutierrez and Figueroa struck out. And Villarreal makes it on, steals second. Clarko trying to deliver, 1-1 is outside, but he balked. Santa did not come set. He tried to quick pitch, and Villarreal is granted third. Zach Wilkins is going out to the mound. They've noticed something maybe mechanically with Santa here, and he's already going to have a conversation with Below and Santander. Trying to iron out any sort of issues right away before Down East is able to capitalize on something from that dugout. So Colarco waits, and Limber Santa has the talk with Wilkins. Quick look back to the major league scene tonight where we were tracking that Astros no-hitter, and we're still on no-hitter watch. Houston on top 1-0 in the bottom of the seventh in Detroit. And at this point, Framber Valdez has recorded, let's see here, one out in the seventh inning, no hitter through six and a third, and Valdez at this point eight outs away from throwing his second no hitter of the year. Slider missed outside for Colarco, 2-1, second of the year and second in about 5 weeks. Go back in the game log and see exactly when it was Framber Valdez threw his first one. Slider outside. Three balls, one strike on Colarco. was August 1st, the day that Framber actually threw that no-hitter. So he has a chance to throw 2 in 1 month if he can get 8 more outs tonight in Detroit. Fastball misses low to Anthony Colarco, and the go-ahead run is now on. Single and a walk. Runners stand at the corners with nobody out. Lieber Santa will have to work out of some early trouble out of the bullpen. Comes in today 2-8 overall with a 5.89 ERA. 24th game tonight for Santa and the 10th out of the bullpen. First pitch home. Good changeup gets Mueller to swing through. 81 innings for Alain Bursanta. He has walked 70, struck out 110. Those 110 strikeouts, third most on the team, behind only Trey Dombrowski and Jose Fleury. And you'll see a four-pitch mix with Santa. The fastball, changeup, his power curve, the primary off-speed pitch, and the slider. Mueller 0 for 2 tonight with a flyout to center and a flyout to right. Tying run 90 feet away. There's the curve. It lands for strike 2. Mueller in an 0-2 hole down east. Hoping the bottom of their order can level up this game. They have trailed all night since the 3-run second inning. And now Santa's 0-2 out of the stretch. Got him to chase. Strike 3. Mueller fished after a down and outside curveball. And a big counterpunch for Santa. Picks up his first out of the inning. Ninth strikeout tonight for Fayetteville pitching. They tied a franchise record with 21 strikeouts in that 10-inning game on Wednesday. There's been a lot of swing and miss from Wood Ducks hitters all week. See if Santa can rack up a little more against the lefty Daniel Cueva. Here's the pitch. Fastball spoiled off. Strike 1. We last saw the 20-year-old Alain Bursanta out of the Dominican Republic on August 19th. That was at home against Lynchburg, and he was really good. 3 innings in a start with no hits, no runs, but the caveat was that he walked 6, struck out 5, and his pitch count rose on him. He had to be pulled early. But he didn't allow a hit. Anytime you can do that, you consider it a success. And he had to work out of spots like this because of the walks with runners on, pitching out of the stretch. No difference tonight. Runners on the corners, a 1-1 count on Cueva. And here comes the toss from Santa. Blowing in. 2 balls and 1 strike. They've allowed hitting down east 4-3 to this stage. And it has been all singles. This game has not seen a double, triple home run out of either lineup. 4 singles for Fayetteville, 3 for down east. A walk and a single in this inning. 2-1 pitch. Fastball high outside corner. Got Cueva to hack through. Now a 2-2 the count. Cueva struck out, reached on an error. He grounded that ball to Encarnacion in the fourth. It got through him. Santa steps off. Ground ball here, and Santa could get out of the inning. Williams is shifted over towards the middle. Johnson in a double play spot as well at second. A peek towards third where Villarreal dances off. 2-2 pitch. Curveball just high. Full count on Cueva. On deck, a left-handed hitter in Tommy Specht. Long pause, 3-2. Runner going to second. Pitch is down and inside. Throw goes into center field, and that'll bring home a run. Villarreal is coming home, and this game is tied. It was ball 4, and the play should have been dead. Santander threw to second base. Williams wasn't ready for it. It got by him into center field and gave Villarreal the free pass. So runners remain at the corners, but now it's all level 3-3. down east for a third straight night, has overcome a three-run deficit. And now it's Specht into the left side with a chance to give the Woodies the lead. A fastball outside. Specht has struck out twice tonight. And here's the 1-0. Fly ball left side out of play. It's the third error tonight for the Woodpeckers, but it's just one of those that's both a physical error and a mental error at the same time for Santander, catching his first game with the Woodpeckers. Just a spot where I think the catcher might have lost track of the count. 3-2 pitch, runner going, and that's ball four. He's got to pocket the baseball. Cannot throw it in a spot like that. 1-1 home. Curveball drops low. And it's 2-1 on Specht. Two errors by Santander today on wild throws. The other on Encarnacion at first. There's a fastball that gets the inside corner, and it's 2-2. Down East just chipping away tonight. Didn't get it in one big swing. One in the third, one in the fourth, one in the sixth. 2-2 pitch on the way from Santa. Specht strikes out swinging. Fastball to the outside, got him. Second out of the inning. And brings up the nine-hitter, Devin Hurdle. And there's really been no shortage of drama this week. Extra innings on Wednesday. Down East overcame a 3-0 deficit yesterday, 4-3. Fayetteville won it in the ninth, and it's like again tonight, we're going to go to the final third of a ball game, either tied or separated by no more than a run. Curveball low and away to Hurdle. One ball, no strikes. Hurdle has walked, or singled, scored, and also struck out. Santa steadies below the belt. Looks over to third, fires. And the 1-0, a fastball in the zone. Strike one called. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Slider gets Hurdle to swing through. And that was only about an 80% swing. I think Hurdle knew he had to go, but wasn't ready for that slider. So 1-2, two outs. The tying run is in, but Santa trying to strand the go-ahead run at third. Down East is not led in this game. 1-2. Here comes the long set, the pitch from Santa. Slider maneuvers outside and it missed. Two balls and two strikes on Hurdle. He did not lead at any point yesterday either. Down East has not held the lead, in fact, since Tuesday's series opener. 2-2 pitch with two outs. And here comes the toss with the runner on the go. It's a low fastball. And Cueva dives in safely. Six stolen bases tonight for Down East in six innings. They just keep on running. Santander first game behind the plate, and they're trying to take advantage. Again, he has a good arm. They've been unafraid to keep on rolling. Two in scoring position now with two outs. 3-2 count. Opens up the base at first. On deck, Quincy Scott. A lot of pitches for Santa in this sixth. 3-2 home. Check swing. Did he go? They appeal, and yes, he did. Rung up by Travis Roberson to end the inning. And Alimber Santa walks off the mound, keeps the game tied 3-3, going to the seventh when we return. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina. Based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Top of the seventh inning, we're on to the final third of our game tonight in Kinston. And the Wood Ducks have slowly but surely worked their way back into it. 3-3 tie game. Luis Encarnacion leads off against Damian Mendoza. He struck out the side in the sixth. Sixth inning coming in behind Joseph Montalvo, the starter. 1-0 pitch to Encarnacion, fouled off. And it is 1-1. Encarnacion has singled and walked today, 1-for-1. And also scored a run. So been very involved in the sixth spot of the lineup, below on deck, and then Santander, 6-7-8 to see Mendoza for the first time. 1-1, slider wrapped foul, and it's a 1-2 count. Woodpeckers out hitting down east, 4-3. All seven hits in the game have been singles. And the errors, which have really led the runs, 3 for Fayetteville, 1 for the Woodies. Check swing on a down outside fastball. They appeal up the line, and he did not go. Very close, and the Wood Ducks fans in the park didn't like that call, but I think they got that one right. Looked like Encarnacion went about 45% of the way, but didn't break the plane. 2-2, and here's the pitch. Curveball struck him out. Damian Mendoza has struck out 4 in a row since taking the hill. And the Woodpeckers trying to put a ball in play against him. They only struck out twice in the first 5 innings, and both of those strikeouts actually were Ryan Johnson. Everybody else was putting the ball in play, and here Mendoza has them solved. Ricardo Below, switch hitter, batting from the left side once again. And here's the first pitch. Fastball, strike one. Below with a single and a run, lined out to left his last time in the fourth, and is 1-for-2. Inside breaking ball, close, but it missed. 1-1 on Ricardo. With an out, the base is empty in the top of the seventh. Fayetteville without a run since their 3-run second inning. The 1-1 home. Grounded left side, that is a foul ball. Figueroa playing off of the line. Thought for a moment there it was going to drift right over top of the bag, but barely cut to the left. So 1-2. Ricardo Below swings that bat around and steadies the hands. Holds the hands a little bit low, chest level. And then he rises them up above the shoulders. Mendoza comes set. He steps off and asks for a new set of signs, but he just committed a pitch clock violation. Can't do that with nobody on base. The clock does not reset. It'll be a 2-2 count on Below. Here it is, the 2-2 offered up, and it misses outside. 3 balls and 2 strikes. The Woodpeckers don't have a base runner since the fourth inning when Encarnacion drew a walk. 3-2 home. Curveball strikes out below, swinging. That big hook for Damian Mendoza is nasty tonight. He has picked up four strikeouts on the curveball, five in a row since coming out of the bullpen. The Woodpeckers searching for answers. Juan Santander steps in. Two outs, nobody on base. Tied up 3-3. Here in game four of the series. Woodpeckers trying to win the series with a victory tonight. First pitch to Santander. Fastball right over the middle. Strike one. Infield, outfield, straight up. Santander tonight 0 for 2 after his two-hit debut yesterday. Here comes the 0-1. Up the middle, skips off the mound, and that's knocked down by the dive of Hurdle. Trickles out into shallow center. He won't have a play, and Juan Santander has another base hit. His third in the last two games. And it extends the seventh inning for Leo Stanley Molina. And you know, in hindsight, he probably should have another multi-hit game tonight. He hit a line drive directly up the middle in the fourth that got a piece of the starter Montalvo ricocheted out towards short and was converted into a fielder's choice. So if not for hitting the pitcher on that line drive, he'd be looking at another two-hit day. Here's Leo Stanley Molina. Fastball called strike one. Fifth Fayetteville hit of the game. And they're all singles. Five singles for the Woodpeckers, three for Down East. Molina tonight has one of those base hits. RBI single back in the second. Check swing and a ball on the inside. Molina then popped out to second base in the fifth, a 1-for-2 game. 0-2 home. Curveball close, but just outside. Tough take for Leo, but a good one. And you know what? That actually, that previous pitch was a foul ball. There was a slight check swing there. It barely got the handle of the bat. So it's 1-2 now, Molina. Short lead off of first for Santander. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It dives low. Another breaker, and it's 2-2. In the bottom of the seventh against Alimber Santa, Down East will send the top of their order to the plate. Quincy Scott, Anthony Gutierrez, and Glader Figueroa. Long set, 2-2. Molina grounds it out towards third. Fair inside of the line. Figueroa gloves, throws long, and it bails Villarreal off of the bag. And Leo's Danny Molina is safe. Two are on with two outs. And the fifth error of this game will allow Leo to reach. Figueroa's throw is off to the right of Villarreal, pulled him off the bag, and extends the inning. Three errors for Fayetteville, two for Down East. Sloppy night for the defenses, and now here's Jaron Williams with a chance to give the Woodpeckers the lead if he can come up with a base hit. First pitch, fastball, called strike one. Jaron tonight has put the ball in play all three times, but he's hit it to three different infielders, one to short, one to second, one to third. Here's the 0-1 home. Curveball plops in, strike two. Curveball with a ton of drop for Damian Mendoza. And from the first one he threw back in the sixth inning, it's been coming out of the hand comfortable. 0-2 pitch. Goes back to the curve, and Williams just got a piece of it. Fouls it off the foot of Moeller, the catcher. Going two with two outs. Woodpeckers trying to bring home their first run since the second inning. Single in an air, extending things for Williams. 0-2. Tapped foul to the screen. Forces Mendoza to throw another pitch. And the longer you fight in that 0-2 count, you just hope you maybe get that curveball hung in the zone a little bit. He leaves it up. It's a hittable pitch, but he's been dropping it below the knees and getting guys to swing over top. Look, curveball adjust fastball, 0-2. Curve lifted, right side, foul territory behind first. Villarreal drifting over onto the extended warning track and reaches up over his shoulder, makes a one-handed grab. Great play by Villarreal out in front of that sidewall. Probably had to run 20, 25 yards to get to the spot. But records the final third, the final out of the seventh inning in style and takes us to the stretch. Tied at 3 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, Colin Casey here from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Want to follow along with Chappie and me for the latest headlines and highlights during the 2023 season? You can with our virtual press box. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, go to the team and stats tab, and click on press box. There you can find fresh game notes, our 2023 team media guide, and links to one-on-one interviews with players and coaches. Plus, a listen live tab that will take you to our nightly radio broadcast. Don't miss a single pitch all season long. Again, search PressBox at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and we will talk to you soon on the air.
We are all stretched out in Kinston tonight. Logan, everybody, welcome in. Thanks for being with us tonight. Andrew Chapman with you on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Colin Casey will be with you tomorrow and Sunday to close out the series. Glad to be with you for Game 4. All tied up 3-3 at the stretch. And it's the right-hander, Limber Santa, out on the mound for the Woodpeckers. First pitch runs inside on Quincy Scott, the leadoff hitter. Starting off the seventh, it's ball one. Anthony Gutierrez and then Glader Figueroa to follow. Meeting out on the mound, Santander going out there to talk to Santa, and they may have crossed up the signs. Down East scored one in the third, one in the fourth, completed the comeback with a run in the sixth. They've scored three runs on three singles and also three Fayetteville fielding errors, which have been costly. And they've also been very aggressive on the bases. They've stolen six times against Santander. 1-0. Scott swings, lashes it foul off to the right. And out of play. Scott has reached twice in the leadoff spot, a strikeout, a single, and a walk, and he's stolen one of those six bases. Infield straight up. Here's the 1-1, and the pitch is inside. Defensive change to bring you at the start of the seventh inning here. Jackson Lofton enters the game and will play out at shortstop. He takes Jaron Williams out of the game. And they're likely just easing Jaron back into things after not playing for about a week. He avoided a trip to the injured list, but he'll still be careful with his innings right away. Pitch missed outside. Here comes the kick and the 3-1 from Santa. Line drive hit to the right field side and down in front of Baez as he scoops it up, tosses back in. And a leadoff single has the go-ahead run on for Down East. Third time over the last four innings that the Wood Ducks have put the leadoff hitter on. And they forced Fayetteville hitters to pitch out of the stretch for the majority of the game. Taylor went five. He won't factor into the decision tonight. Now it's Anthony Gutierrez. First pitch, a foul ball hit right off the kneecap of Santander. right on the kneecap of the shin guard. No balls, one strike. Gutierrez today has struck out twice and driven in one of the three runs with a fielder's choice in the third. Santos straightens up, sets below the belt, pitches, runner going. Slider pulled on a line out into left field. It drops down in front of Fisher. Scott stops at second. Back-to-back base hits open up the Kinston seventh inning. And the real threat is on. First time tonight that the Wood Ducks have strung together back-to-back hits. They're now out hitting Fayetteville 5-4, and here's Glader Figueroa getting into the heart of the order. The lefty Figueroa 0-3 with a flyout, a pop-out, and a strikeout. First pitch fastball in the low outside corner, called strike one. Shortstop Lofton, the new entry for Williams, hovering behind Scott at second base, trying to keep him honest. 0-1, curveball drifted outside. 1-1. Update from Detroit, where the no-hitter was lost by Framber Valdez in the eighth inning. He had five walks in that game, so his pitch count was escalating. He was up to 114 pitches after seven innings. Realistic chance that he might not have even been awarded the chance to go nine with where that count was at. The Astros, meanwhile, they've been held to just one hit, and they lead 1-0. So quite the pitcher's duel tonight in the Motor City. And also the Nationals Marlins no-hitter, that was thwarted. 6-4, Washington. Marlins ended up breaking up the no-hitter, scoring four runs in the seventh inning. 1-2, the count as the pitch to Figueroa misses outside. 96-mile-per-hour fastball pumped in by Lieber. Scott off a second, Gutierrez off of first. Nobody out, back-to-back singles to start the inning. And here comes Santa's set, and 2-2 pitch. Check swing, he went too far on a high fastball. And Lieber picks up out number one on his fourth strikeout in an inning and a third. That's the only way he's recorded the out so far. Worked around base runners in the sixth with three strikeouts and picks up a big one against Figueroa. Forced at all bases as the cleanup hitter Miguel Villarreal steps in. Delmarva has beat Lynchburg tonight. Final score 4-3. And that's big for the Carolina Mudcats, who last we checked lead Columbia. If they can hold on and win, Carolina will extend to a three-game lead. But an update from Zebulon, it's now 5-4 Fireflies. Columbia has struck for 14 hits tonight. Looks like they may hand Carolina a loss on the road. Here comes the 1-0 to Villarreal. Swinging an inside fastball, and it's 1-1. A Carolina loss would mean they remain two games ahead of Lynchburg with 14 to play. Shaping up to be quite the race in the final 2 weeks of the Carolina League schedule in the North Division. 1-1 pitch with one out, and the offer home to Villarreal down and in. And pardon me, oh, was it called a ball? 2-1. Villarreal has been on twice, scored both times as well, plated two of the three runs on a walk and a single. 2-1 pitch, curveball, called strike two on the inside. That pitch was right on the border, but Villarreal stepped away from the plate, and that's what drew the argument out of the crowd and a little bit of that down east dugout. Santa excelled with runners on his last time out, trying to do it again here. 2-2 pitch coming in. Fastball outside. Santa pulled it a little bit. 97 miles an hour, really reeled back and fired that one. Anthony Colarco, the lefty on deck. Big pitch, 3-2 payoff. Curveball lifted to right. Routine fly ball for Baez. Backs up a couple steps, makes the catch. Tagging from second, Scott, and he will get into third standing. Productive fly out for Miguel Villarreal. Advances the go-ahead run to third. And that'll be Anthony Colarco to try and be the seventh inning hero. Versanta goes to that rosin bag behind the mound, chalks up the right hand, and focuses in on Colarco. Downey's designated hitter tonight with a walk, a sac fly, a two walks make it, and the sac fly that drove in the second run in the fourth inning. At the corners, the runners, and the runner going to second. Ground ball left side, it's through. Out in the left field, and the Wood Ducks have taken their first lead of the night. Scott scores from third, a go-ahead single delivered by the lefty Anthony Colarco. Gutierrez running the entire way to third, perfectly executed hit and run if that's what the intention was. Colarco picks up his first hit, third base hit of the inning for the Wood Ducks. And now it's Ian Muller trying to add insurance. The Wood Ducks by a run. They have scored four unanswered since the bottom of the third inning. Muller with two flyouts, one to center, one to right, struck out swinging against Santa in the sixth. The first pitch on a line to third, and that's by Below's dive and down the line. It brings home Gutierrez from third, hustling to third. Colarco, and they're waving him around. Fisher just now gets to the ball in the corner. Here it comes down the third base line, not in time. Two-run triple for Ian Muller, and the Wood Ducks lead 6-3. It just kept rolling and rolling down that left field line. I think Fisher might have taken a bad route to it as well. He was cutting to his right and then chasing after it. Daniel Cueva into the left side. Here's the pitch, and it misses away for ball one. For Ian Muller, that will be just his second triple of the season. Gives him 32 RBIs on the year, driving in both Gutierrez and Colarco. Three-run seventh, make it a four-run inning. Line drive up the middle into center field. Muller is home, and Daniel Cueva adds on. It's 7-3 down east. A two-run roll, or two-out roll right now for down east. Four runs have come home in this seventh inning, and Zach Wilkins going back out to the mound to talk with Alimber. Largest lead the Wood Ducks have had in a game this week. A huge four-run seventh inning that started with a pair of singles from Scott and Gutierrez. Elim Bersanta almost worked himself out of the inning with a strikeout and a flyout, but then the 5-6-7 hitters doing the major damage. Colarco the single, Muller the two-run triple, and Cueva the base hit. Three straight base hits, a three straight RBI hit, should say, and now Tommy Specht into the left side, trying to keep the train rolling. Runner going to second base. Slider called a strike. Throw down, not in time. The Wood Ducks steal their seventh base of this game. It is just a mad dash around the bags tonight for down east. A perfect 7-for-7 against Santander. Tommy Specht in an 0-1 count. And here's the 0-1 from Santa. Fastball outside, 1-1. Specht has struck out in all three at-bats tonight, 0-for-3. A four-run seventh has given down east a four-run lead, pardon me. Came into the inning level at 3-3. An Yeah, the Woodpeckers down multiple runs and down to their final six outs as well. Here's the 1-1. Speck lays off, missed outside, 2-1. During that meeting on the mound, the Woodpeckers also get the bullpen going. A right-hander is starting to loosen out there in that bullpen beyond the right field wall. Seven runs and now on nine hits. Eight singles and the triple. A tapper at the plate, foul, and it's 2-2 on Tommy Specht. Woodpeckers got their big inning in the second, a three-run frame, and then down east with the big four-run inning in the home seventh, and Santa will toss out the baseball and get a new one from home plate ump Rafael Pineda. A strike away from getting out of this long, laborious inning. Speck, the eighth batter to step in for down east. 2-2, and here it is from Santa. Curveball got him looking. Strike three, and Speck goes down, but not after the four runs come home. Three straight two-out RBI hits. Colarco, then Muller, then Cueva have turned a 3-3 tie game to a 7-3 down east lead as we go to the eighth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Kinston, where the Woodpeckers trail big 7-3. Runaway four-run bottom of the seventh for the Wood Ducks, and now they turn to their hard-throwing right-hander, Adrian Rodriguez. Matthews leads it off, 0-3 tonight with a foul out, two ground outs. Fastball elevated a bit at 95, and it is 2-0. Down east has scored seven unanswered, while Fayetteville's gone scoreless since their three-run second inning. From up 3-0 to down 7-3. Fastball inside, 3-0 on Matthews. Bryce is fouled out and grounded out twice. He'll be followed by Baez and then Cam Fisher. 2-3-4, the order in this top of the eighth. 3-0. Fastball, center cut, strike one. Fayetteville has just one base hit, in fact, since the three-run second. That was a single by Juan Santander, but nothing else. 3-1. A subtle swing, didn't go. Fastball outside, and Matthews is on. Leadoff walk starts the eighth inning. And now it's Luis Baez. Baez 0 for 3, two flyouts to right and a strikeout. Takes fastball for a strike on the low outside corner, 0-1. And we've got a balk. Adrian Rodriguez committed a balk getting on the rubber. I think he tried to step on the rubber and then disengaged, and that'll draw the Down East pitching coach out of the dugout. Julio Valdez going out there. And they'll talk this over as Bryce Matthews is balked into scoring position. So Fayetteville going to need more than a walk and a balk to get back in this. They'll need some hits to start dropping. But getting somebody into scoring position is a start for some heavy hitters here. Baez, Fisher, Johnson. Valdez's message to Rodriguez in the infield is brief. Quickly back in the dugout he goes, and Luis Baez steps back into the right side. In an 0-1 count, Rodriguez kicks pitches. Matthews goes to third. Here's the throw down. It's not in time. He pops into a slide. And Matthews had a huge secondary lead. He almost had to hit the brakes. Rodriguez hadn't thrown yet, but he swipes third and sets himself up to score on anything here. Ground ball, wild pitch, fly ball, hit. Woodpeckers down four. Baez in a 1-1 count. Here's the offering, down and in. And a good pick by Mueller. In high A tonight, the Asheville Tourists are trailing the Brooklyn Cyclones 6-4. In last night's Tourists game, Ryan Clifford homered, but so did Tyler Whitaker, his first ever high A home run. Here comes the 2-1 pitch, fouled into the screen. And it's 2-2. Tonight for the Tourists, two-hit game for Tim Borden the second. Also three RBIs coming from Miguel Palma. And that was on a three-run home run. And Whitaker homered again. Back-to-back nights for Tyler. 2-2 pitch on the way to Baez. Low in the zone, and it missed. 3-2. So Whitaker had three home runs over his time in single A this year and already has two home runs in his first week in high A. Nice little power surge, and you sometimes see that going to McCormick Field. Foul ball over the roof and stays 3-2 on Baez. Shorter fences, a little more elevation. And a lot of home run sail out of McCormick, but good to see Tyler succeeding. Four-run bottom of the eighth has Asheville within a run now, 6-5. High and in fastball on the 3-2, and Luis Baez has drawn a walk. Back-to-back walks have runners at the corners. Tying run still in the on-deck circle to this stage, but what the Woodpeckers need right now. Base runners late. Six outs to play with. Here's Cam Fisher coming up. On the mound tonight for the Tourists, Miguel Oyola went five innings in the start, struck out five. And then Nolan DeVos gave up six hits, four earned runs. He's still out there on the mound. First pitch to Fisher is off target. Just missed off the high outside corner. Here comes the 1-0. And Rodriguez gets a swing and miss out of Cam. Ryan Clifford tonight, 1-for-5 with a pair of RBIs, and Clifford hit his 20th home run in that game. So again, Clifford goes deep against his former team. That's two home runs in Asheville in his return. Got to feel good for Clifford. Fastball inside, gets by Mueller all the way to the backstop. Matthews hustling forward, slides in safely. The flip goes all the way out to the mound. Baez goes to third, and he dives in under the tag. What a sequence. A mad dash around the bases off the wild pitch. Matthews scores to make it 7-4, and Luis Baez ends up getting to third on the third Down East air of the game. An air by Mueller that got by Rodriguez and rolled all the way out towards the mound. For a third straight night, Down East has committed three fielding errors. A combined six errors in this game, three per side. Woodpeckers get a run on two walks and the balk and the wild pitch in the air. So No hits to be found in this eighth so far, but now Fisher ahead 3-1. Rodriguez struggling to locate. If he's on, tying run comes to the plate. He looks in, kicks, throws the 3-1 pitch, and Fisher chased a low changeup. And that would have been ball four, but he went after it. Woodpecker's down, but not out to this stage. 3-2 on Cam. Here's the payoff pitch. He swings and hits a deep fly right field. Scott going back on it, gets to the warning track and reaches up at the shoulder, makes the grab. He crashes into the wall after the catch. Baez tags from third, and he comes home. It's now a two-run game, 7-5. Cam Fisher almost sent it over the wall, but fell just short of the 335-foot marker. He'll settle for the sac fly and the RBI, one out. Bases are clear. And Ryan Johnson coming to the plate, trying to turn around his 0-for-3 with three strikeouts tonight. First pitch on the way to him, fastball swung on and missed. 0-1. There's a strike. Fastball in the outside corner. So nothing and two on Johnson. He'll have to protect, trying to avoid the 0-for-4 day. Encarnacion will get a chance to hit as well. He stands on deck. 7-5 ball game in the top of the eighth. Adrian Rodriguez having a labor. Here comes his 0-2. Slider dips low. One ball and two strikes on Johnson. Woodpeckers with the errors and the wild pitches have more runs than they do hits tonight. 5 runs, 4 hits. 1-2 coming home. Line drive pulled to left, and that's down in front of Specht and Ryan Johnson, and a two-strike count delivers. Turns around his day with a single, now 1-for-4, and brings the tying run to the plate with one out. Fifth hit of the night, first of this eighth inning for the Woodpeckers lineup, and Encarnacion into the right side. Single, a walk, and a strikeout for Enka. And here's the set. First pitch from Rodriguez. Fly ball lifted foul down the right field side and out of play. Encarnacion singled and scored in that 3-run second. Woodpeckers got him in chunks tonight. 3 in the second, 2 here in the 8th. And now here comes the 0-1 home. Curveball low and in. Rodriguez has been forced to throw a total of 25 pitches in this inning as he misses with a changeup a little high, and it's 2-1. Woodpecker's putting together some good at-bats, working deep counts, productive outs, two strike hits, 2-1. On a fly to left, but playable for Specht. He drifts to his right, makes the grab. That's the second out and sends Ryan Johnson over to first. So two gone, tying run stays at the plate, and now it's represented in Ricardo Belleau. Belleau has singled, lined out, and struck out. And here comes the first pitch to him. Grounded out towards first, a foul ball. See if Brian Johnson gets aggressive with two outs and tries to get into scoring position. The run that really matters is the one at the plate. And below in an 0-1 count, here's the pitch. Johnson bluffs, below swings, and pops it up left side foul. The Woodpeckers want to try and tie this thing. It may very well come down to the ninth inning and some of those top-of-the-order hitters. Jaron Williams, Bryce Matthews, Luis Baez. Below trying to battle in an 0-2 count with two outs. Rodriguez closing in on 30 pitches in this inning. Here's a swing at a breaking ball, one hopping out to second base, collected by Hurdle. Short throw to first in time, and that ends the eighth inning. But the Woodpeckers trying to fight back. Two runs in the eighth, and now they're down two. 7-5 the score as we move along to the home eighth inning when we come back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Stay tuned. Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Bottom of the eighth inning, and Casey Ford has taken over from the Fayetteville bullpen behind Alimber Santa, trying to hold the score at 7-5. Wood Ducks with a four-run go in front, home seventh. Woodpeckers got two runs back in the top of the eighth, and it's blow for blow in the late innings tonight at Granger Stadium. Ford's first pitch, a slider up top to Devin Hurdle for ball one. Ford will go up against the 9-1 and 2 of Hurdle, Scott, and Gutierrez. Here's the 1-0 from Casey, inside curveball, ball two. Santa goes two innings tonight, not his best stuff, was hit hard in the seventh. Six hits, five runs, four earned. There was an error in that seventh inning. Two walks, five strikeouts for Alimber. Jumps his season ERA to 6.18. Casey Ford with a 2-0 fastball strike, and it goes to 2-1. Ford is been one of the most dependable arms for the Woodpeckers all year long since he started in April on the Asheville opening day roster. Here's the pitch. 2-1 fouled back. And it's level. 1-1 record and a dazzling 1.19 ERA in 18 games. Three saves and three opportunities. Tonight they need him to preserve the two-run deficit. 22 and two-thirds innings, 37 strikeouts over that stretch, and a 12 walks given up. Has not given up a home run all year, only 12 hits surrendered and three earned runs. 2-2 on the way to Hurdle. Up and in. And Casey Ford overcooked a 95-mile-per-hour fastball. With his last couple of scoreless outings with the Woodpeckers, Casey Ford has dropped his career pro ERA to below 4, 3.99, dating back to 2021. Struck him out. Hurdle goes down on a high fastball. Casey Ford climbs back in the count, picks up the 14th strikeout tonight for Fayetteville pitching. And now it's Quincy Scott, who's had a productive day getting on base. Reached in three of his four trips, two singles and a walk. And here comes the offer. In on the hands and shot foul to the screen. Keep working around that Astros affiliate system tonight. As we checked on the Asheville Tourists, they were down 6-5, still are in the bottom of the ninth, but they do have the tying run at first base, nobody out, and Justin Williams at the plate. Called strike to Scott on a breaking ball, and it's 0-2. In Double A tonight, the Corpus Christi Hooks are on the road in Springfield and trail the Cardinals 2-0. Here comes the pitch to Scott, and it's fouled backwards. Means a two-strike count on Quincy. Tonight for the Hooks, their starter has gone four innings, given up two earned runs. Blair Henley got the start tonight for the Hooks. Two walks and a strikeout for him, but looking for something on the offensive end. Pitch runs inside, hits Scott. Got a piece of him in the lower leg. And a fastball got away from Ford and put Scott on. Haven't seen Casey Ford do a ton of that this year. It's just the fourth batter he's hit all season. Gives down East a one-out base runner. Scott will still need a moment to feel out that leg where he got plunked. And the AAA level tonight, the Corpus Christi Hooks, the Sugarland Space Cowboys. They are playing at Constellation Field. And tonight the Space Cowboys trail 6-0 to the Reno Aces in the top of the fourth inning. Ford just hit another batter. Spun a slider that clips Gutierrez in the left shoulder, and he'll go to first. Two batters hit by two straight pitches. And that'll draw a meeting from Zach Wilkins out on the mound. Meanwhile, quite the troubling night for the Astros tonight. The Astros end up losing in Detroit 4-1. Detroit, who was no hit into the eighth, had just one base hit going into the ninth inning. Gets a three-run home run. From their nine-hitter, a player named Parker Meadows. Hitting a walk-off three-run home run against Ryan Pressly in the bottom of the ninth tonight. Tough one to swallow for Houston after that dazzling no-hit bid by Framber Valdez for eight innings. Later, Figueroa into the left side. First and second, the runners, one out. First pitch, fastball. Awful close, just a little bit low. 7-5 down East. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Casey Ford trying to hold it at a two-run game. Scott was hit and Gutierrez. Here's the 1-0. Fastball low and outside. Two balls and no strikes. Also around the big leagues tonight, that no-hitter went into the sixth inning for the Nationals. They lead 7-4, bottom nine. Trying to lock down the Marlins. Grab their 60th win. Nationals have been one of the hotter teams in baseball over the last couple of weeks. Swinging a tapper foul. Of course, no threat to some of those top teams in the division, but good to see them playing good baseball with a young core. Marlins are still fighting for an NL wild card spot, so they need to win every game. No hit until the sixth inning today. Rockies fall to the Orioles in Baltimore 5-4. Gunnar Henderson hit a go-ahead home run, his 22nd of the year. 3-1 count now on Figueroa. Low pitch to him. Guardians and Blue Jays in the bottom of the eighth in Toronto, and Cleveland's on top 5-2. 3 balls and a strike. Ford pitches, and a line drive hit fair out into right field. They wave the runner around third. Quincy Scott charging down the line. Throw from right. One hops the plate. Not in time. Gutierrez down to third, and Figueroa makes it into second with an RBI single. And down east up 8-5. First run allowed by Casey Ford during August. He had not allowed an earned run since all the way back on July 20th. Long, long stretch of scoreless baseball for Casey Ford, broken up on that base hit by Figueroa. Now it's Miguel Villarreal, fly ball center field, sinking fast. Molina makes the catch, the knees, comes up throwing, runner tagging, cutoff throw to the plate, not in time. And down east is back up by four. A sac fly for Miguel Villarreal drives in Gutierrez. 9-5, the score. Down four, once again, Fayetteville lead some ninth inning magic. Here's Anthony Colarco, lefty DH. First pitch, flied out to left and foul. 0-1. Colarco has made every at bat count tonight. Two walks, a sac fly, and an RBI single. Big day for him, DHing. On second base, Figueroa. Here comes the bell tie set by Ford and the 0-1 pitch. Curveball low and in, a check swing. Did he go? No, says Travis Roberson. Dodgers lead the Red Sox tonight, the top of the eighth inning. Max Muncy with a two-run double, and Trevor Story a two-run home run. He'd been struggling to drive in runs since his return from the injured list. I know Red Sox fans a little discouraged about Story, but tonight he comes up with a long ball. Freddie Freeman also an RBI double, 1-1 pitch outside. The Angels, 2-1 lead over the New York Mets in New York, top of the eighth. Francisco Lindor hit his 24th home run of the year today for New York, and Mike Moustakas had an RBI single. A's have put up 12 runs tonight on the White Sox. How about those Oakland A's? 2-1. Curveball in there, strike two called. He's with 12 runs on 13 hits against the White Sox team that just cleared out their front office. They've been a disaster story this year. Twins over the Rangers 4-1. That game's through 5 in Minnesota. 2-2 pitch for Casey Ford with two outs. And he strikes out Colarco swinging with a high fastball. But the Down East Wood Ducks strike for two against Ford, who hadn't allowed a run in over 2 months. That stretch ends tonight. And so may the Woodpeckers' winning streak. They need four to tie, five to go in front as we move to the top of the ninth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Top of the ninth inning, and the Woodpeckers down to their final swings. Juan Santander leads it off and takes a fastball up and inside from the right-hander Alberto Mota to open the inning. Mota pitches for the second time in this series. Line drive up the middle and into center field. Juan Santander smokes another one and picks up his fourth hit in the first two games he's played for Fayetteville. Another multi-hit night. He went 2-for-4 yesterday, 2-for-4 again today. Talked about earlier, he lined one off of the pitcher in the fourth that probably should have been another hit for him, but it ricocheted towards the shortstop and turned into a fielder's choice. Leadoff hit, sixth base hit of the night for the Woodpeckers, and here's Leo Stani Molina. First pitch to Leo. Fastball, strike one. Molina drove in a run with a single in the second, popped out to second base in the fifth, and then reached on an error in the seventh inning. Mota can throw hard, mid to upper 90s. Here's the 0-1. He spins a curveball, and that floats in for strike two. 2-1 record on the season, a 4.57 ERA. Four-run lead, so not a save opportunity for him. Pitching in his 20th game tonight, does have two saves. Check swing by Molina on one down to the dirt. He went. That's strike three. 34th strikeout of the year for Mota in 22 innings. He's walked just eight, throws a lot of strikes. And tonight pitches in his 27th career game for Down East, threw in seven games last year out of the bullpen. Here's Jaron Williams, or rather this is Jackson Lofton, who came on as a defensive replacement for Williams back in the seventh inning. First pitch to Lofton in his first at bat. It's up and outside. Lofton was in the starting lineup yesterday, and he was batting seventh, went 1-for-3 with a walk and a single. Or pardon me, that was his night before. That was his Wednesday. Lofton on Thursday night reached on a walk and an error, but went 0-for-3 and did steal his 55th base of the year. He's ahead here 3-0. Middle infield double play depth as Santander leads short off of first. Fayetteville needs multiple base runners here down to their final couple of outs. Pitch runs outside, and rather it was a 2-1 count, so now 3-1 on Lofton. Jaron Williams went 0-for-4, but put all four balls in play in his return to the lineup today, and I think after just playing for, or not playing for a week, they're trying to ease him in carefully. 3-1 pitch coming. Lofton checks and shoots one foul to the on-deck circle. Fastball that was riding up and in on him and found the handle of the bat. Three and two on Lofton with one out. Santander off of first. And here comes the pitch from Mota. High and in, ball four. Jackson Lofton reaches base and puts two on for the Peckers with one out in the ninth. And we'll get this game into the hands of the like of Bryce Matthews and Luis Baez standing on deck. Can't script it much better. Two couple of prospects trying to get the Woodpeckers back in it here late. Matthews has walked today and scored. Also stole a base when he was on in the eighth inning. Otherwise, he's 0 for 3. Here's the first pitch. Pass ball close, but just outside. Ball one. Five runs, six hits, three errors tonight for Fayetteville. Nine runs on 10 hits and three errors for Down East. A 1-0 pitch offered up to Matthews. And it missed again. Same spot as that last fastball. And Rafael Pineda not giving well to that outside corner. Matthews in front, 2-0. If he can get on, that'll bring the tying run to the plate in Baez. Here's the pitch. Swing at a fastball, and he came up empty. Two balls and a strike.
He didn't see that. Throw it again.
95-mile-per-hour pitch from Mota. Two-one. Off the plate away. Three balls and a strike on Matthews. And things will get awful interesting if the Woodpeckers get a couple looks with the bases loaded. Trailing 9-5. They scored two in the eighth. Can they get more runs in the ninth? 3-1 pitch home. Matthews cuts through the heater. Mota reeled back and threw it 95 again, right down the chute. Matthews calls for time, steps out on a 3-2 count. Every Woodpeckers hit today has been a single, all six. It really uses a gapper, something that gets those runners moving. Payoff pitch, the set. Here it comes from Mota. Pop fly right side, drifting foul territory, and towards the stands, onto the concourse. So a foul ball that'll keep the battle going between Mota and Matthews. Start of the game had a quick pace. The starters recording quick outs, but against the bullpens, both dugouts have taken long at-bats, fouled away pitches, come up with hits in critical moments. It's quite the display by the offenses tonight. 3-2 pitch. High fly lifted out into right center field. Gutierrez angling over onto the warning track. Up against the wall makes the catch. Runners caught off the bases. Santander hustling back to second. Walked it back into first, and Bryce Matthews giving it a huge lift out into right center field. Fell just short of a three-run home run. What a route taken by Gutierrez. Needed every stride to make that catch before he ran up against the wall. Huge second out brings Baez to the plate. Bryce Matthews left with the helmet in the hand, took a couple of looks over his left shoulder as to say, how did that one not leave? Baez now, first pitch curveball, backs him off the plate, 1-0. Baez has gone 0-for-3 with a walk and a run. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Mota, swinging a foul backwards. 1-1. Following the conclusion of tonight's game, Fayetteville trying to keep it alive here with two outs in the ninth. We'll have the Woodpeckers postgame show for you. Break down the final totals from this one and get you set for tomorrow's pitching matchup in game five of the series. 1-1 on Baez. Here's the pitch. High fastball, and it's 2-1. Santander off of second. Williams or make it to Lofton off of first. And Baez cuts through a high fastball. Fayetteville down to their final strike. They've won all three in Down East this week and trying to extend this three-game winning streak. Four straight games against Down East, but Wood Ducks trying to grab their first win at home. 2-2 pitch, two outs. Here it is. Baez leans out of the way. Up and in fastball. And Fisher's on deck. If Baez gets aboard, we'll bring the tying run to the plate, and Fisher's hit the ball hard a couple of times today. Mota gets the sign from Mueller. Target set inside. 3-2 the count. Here comes the payoff with the runners moving. And Baez pops it out of play. Foul. First pitch time tomorrow. A little bit earlier than today. 5 o'clock start tomorrow. 1 o'clock start on Sunday. Vanville trying to preserve this ninth inning. Down to this final strike. 3-2 again. Baez swings, lifts a deep drive right center field. That's way back, and it is off of the top of the wall. Santander running home. Here comes Lofton to the plate, and he will score. Baez down to second with a two-run double. And down to their final strike tonight. The Woodpeckers creep a little closer. It's 9-7. Almost snuck it out of here. I think that ball hit the wall and the fly just below the yellow padding. And for Luis Baez, the first extra base hit of the night comes with two outs in the ninth and a 3-2 count. And he will give Cam Fisher the chance to come up representing the tying run. Force is down east to take another mound meeting. It's been a busy night for their pitching coach, Julio Valdez. He's back out there conferencing with the entire infield. And Cam Fisher being iced a little bit like a kicker, trying to take some warm-up hacks at the plate and stay loose. Mota tagged for two runs on the two-run double by Baez, and a double good for his 11th. He had slowed down a little bit since his crazy tear where he had 8 doubles in his first 2 weeks with the Woodpeckers. Up to 11 doubles, it gives him his 18th and 19th RBIs of the year. He stands at second, tying run at the plate, and Cam Fisher. He hit a sack fly to the right field warning track in the 8th. First pitch, Fisher takes a slider for ball one. Low and outside. He also hit one towards the foul pole into the corner in right field back in the third inning that was caught by Scott leaping up against the wall in foul territory. 1-0 pitch, fouled backwards. And Fisher had good timing on it, but he was just underneath it. Cam Fisher will tell you when he knows he's on a pitch, he'll kind of nod his head as he turns away from the plate. 95-96. Velo's been coming in consistent for Mota. Here's the 1-1. High slider. Two balls and a strike. Woodpecker showing some real fight tonight. Two in the eighth, two more in the ninth. Here comes the 2-1 home. Fisher takes it low, down in the dirt. Three balls, one strike. The Wood Ducks during that mound meeting have started their bullpen. A right-hander throwing out there in case Mota needs the aid. Fisher reaches Ryan Johnson. The go-ahead run will come to the plate. 3-1, two outs. Baez at second base in a 9-7 game. Here's the pitch. Fisher swings, pops it up left side and foul. Count fills, it is 3-2. Back-to-back, 3-2 counts for Alberto Mota with the game on the line. Deep counts worked by the Woodpeckers. They have forced Mota to throw a whole lot of pitches to seal the game. Friday night crowd in Ranger Stadium trying to get involved. Mota has thrown an even 30 pitches in this ninth inning. Once again has the Woodpeckers down to their final strike. 3-2 pitch. Fisher swings over the slider. And that'll do it tonight in Kinston. The big hook by Alberto Mota fans Fisher, and the Woodpeckers lead the tying run at the plate. They showed some fight late. Two in the eighth, two in the ninth, but not enough to overcome the 6 runs that Down East scores across their last 2 at-bats. They take their first win here at Granger Stadium and end the Woodpeckers' 3-game win stretch. 9-7, the final tonight in Kinston. Postgame show coming up next. Stay tuned right here on FanvilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back to Kinston, North Carolina and Granger Stadium for the final time tonight. This is the Woodpeckers postgame show. Andrew Chapman, thanking you again for making us a part of your Friday evening. The Woodpeckers tonight, they gave up a 3-0 lead. They allowed 7 unearned runs at one point to Down East before coming back to cut the game within 2 on a pair of occasions. They scored 2 in the 8th, gave up 2 in the bottom of the 8th, and then 2 more in the 9th. Brought the tying run all the way to the plate and Cam Fisher after a 2-run double from Baez, but he struck out ending the game, and Down East ends their 3-game losing skid, grabs their first win over Fayetteville this week with the 9-7 final. Ends a stretch of 4 straight wins against Down East for the Woodpeckers and 3 in a row to start this road trip. Fayetteville will still have a chance tomorrow to grab the series Sunday as well with a win over the weekend. Tomorrow's game at 5 o'clock and Sunday's series finale at 1 p.m. before the Woodpeckers go to Kinston starting next Tuesday for that 6-game road series. Offensively tonight, Luis Baez had the only extra base hit of the game, that double in the 9th that made it a 9-7 game. Defensively, both sides were out of whack today. 3 errors per side. For the Woodpeckers, it ended up being a couple of costly errors in the 6th inning that allowed a run to come home, and also in the 4th inning, an error that allowed another unearned run to cross. Ultimately, it is Alimber Santa that suffers the loss tonight on the mound. He goes 2 innings, 6 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned, 2 walks and 5 strikeouts, falls to 2-9 on the year. And Casey Ford also gave up a couple of runs in that home 8th, which ended his scoreless stretch all the way back to mid-July. Starter Andrew Taylor looks solid tonight. 8 strikeouts, most in August for him. Gave up just 2 hits and 2 earned runs and walked 3. For the Down East Wood Ducks, winning decision tonight goes to Damian Mendoza. 2 scoreless innings behind the starter Montalvo. Gave up just 1 hit, no walks, 5 strikeouts. Good curveball tonight helped him pick up those 5 Ks. Adrian Rodriguez and Alberto Mota closed the game, but no save in this one as Mota came on in a 4-run game in the 9th inning and allowed those 2 runs. Final time of game tonight at Granger Stadium, 2 hours and 46 minutes in front of a Friday night crowd of 1,488. So with that, we turn the page to tomorrow's Game 5. Right-hander Carlos Espinoza scheduled to go for the Woodpeckers. He gets the start 3-3 with a 5.03 ERA, and they'll be opposite one of the top pitching prospects in the Rangers system, right-hander Brock Porter, 0-2 record and a 2.49 ERA. 5 o'clock first pitch, the Woodpeckers pregame show begins at 4:50. And a reminder that Colin Casey will be with you tomorrow and Sunday to close down the series. I'll be back with you next Tuesday when the Woodpeckers pick up the continue the road swing out in Kannapolis, North Carolina. But Colin has you covered for the next couple of nights of Woodpeckers baseball here in Kinston. With the loss tonight, Fayetteville falls to 50-67 overall, 20-32 in the second half, down east to 62-51, 25-27 in the second half of play. Final line scores for one final time in this one. Fayetteville, 7 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors. Down east, 9 runs, 9 hits, and 3 errors. A big thanks to Colin Casey, of course, back in Fayetteville, monitoring the broadcast, updating social media. We appreciate all of his work. And again, you'll hear him tomorrow and Sunday for Games 5 and 6 as we wrap up the series in Kinston. Big thanks to all of you, the listeners, as well. Appreciate you making us a part of your Friday night. And if you're listening, Dad, Dan Chapman out in California, happy birthday to you. I hope you're enjoying your birthday today. And hope you didn't spend too much time listening to the broadcast tonight. Maybe going out to a nice dinner. Love you very much. Have a great, great day on this birthday of yours. That'll do it tonight for our broadcast in Kinston, North Carolina. So long, everybody. Andrew Chapman signing off from Granger Stadium. 9-5, the final. Down East wins it tonight at home. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Colin, well, 5 o'clock with a 4:50 pregame show. This has been Woodpeckers Baseball, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. So long.
You've been listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.